This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the Trivia Friday show here on American Family Radio. American Family Radio is what you're listening to. We hope you'll listen each and every day to AFR. On Fridays, we like to have a little fun here for 90 minutes on our trivia show, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. So let's repeat our questions, gentlemen, and then we shall get back to the phones.
All right, here are my three. What college football player was famously nicknamed the Kansas Comet? This will probably make it very easy. Do you know the answer to this,
yeah,
by the way?
Yeah. Okay.
You think that's too easy? I mean, too hard?
No.
Leave it for a few more minutes.
All right. It's going to be – your baby boomers should know the answer to that,
yeah,
especially dudes.
Right. Okay. Second question. What is a group of meerkats called? And third question, which son of King David led a major revolt against his father? That's what I got.
Here's what I've got. First question, what nickname was given to General Thomas J. Jackson during the Civil War? General Jackson, what was his nickname during the Civil War? Second question, what does a dowser do? D-O-W-S-E-R. If you're a dowser, if you look out your window of your backyard and you see a dowser out there, what's his mission? What's he doing?
Right, what's that dowser out there for in our backyard? Tell him don't send the bill to us. it's our neighbor's problem. Huh? Okay. So, honey, the dowser man's out there. I know the dog's barking. I knew somebody was out there. All right. So,
The dowser man.
Hey, I shared it. Yeah. I might have told it last week about how the husband said, my wife didn't order anything from Amazon Prime yesterday. And the driver, the UPS driver or FedEx driver, he just knocked on the door to make sure everybody's okay. Is everything all right?
Yeah, you did tell that.
Okay.
What?
No, I don't know.
I was distracted.
The FedEx guy knocked on their door just to ask if everybody was okay.
Because it did nothing to deliver.
Used to bring in a package every day.
Okay, what are the three most popular ethnic foods in America? Come on, people. Somebody take a shot at this.
Yeah.
Because I made fun of Ed, and now nobody wants to answer my questions.
That should be pretty easy.
I know. The three most popular ethnic foods.
See, I'm with our audience. I can think of one immediately jumps out, but I'm not so sure about the other two.
I think when
you hear
it. But I'm not a good foodie.
I will say this, though, for the listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, we are at that time of the year, even here at Learning University.
Yeah.
Kids are, our listeners are thinking, you know, end of school and vacation.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes they just get a little lazy.
Yeah, you know? That's right.
They don't want to do their homework.
Criticize them. So the number two question, what are the two largest grocery store chains?
One's already been mentioned.
Kroger is number one with 2,719 stores. And then there's the second largest, and I exclude the big box stores that also sell other things like Walmart and Target. I'm talking about they only sell groceries. And finally, what is the most popular or most common graduation gift in the U.S.? Obviously, in the U.S. Okay, let's go to the phones.
By the way, I will mention I did get a text from a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Said I'm reading a book by my favorite writer, Paulette Giles. This is a dystopian novel set probably 100 years in the future. The former U.S. is a wasteland, but there is a Dollar General. So I thought that was pretty funny. All right, we go to Arkansas, and Elijah is on the line. Elijah is 11 years old. Elijah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Elijah.
Thank you for letting me get on.
Yes, sir. Where do you live in Arkansas?
I live near Jonesboro, Arkansas, 15 minutes south.
Okay. Well, listen. Yes, sir. Well, thanks for calling, Elijah. We're happy to have you. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both, please.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
I would like to answer JJ's question about Thomas J. Jackson.
Here we go. What nickname was given to General Thomas J. Jackson during the Civil War?
Stonewall Jackson.
Stonewall wow. Jackson. Nicely done.
You know your civil. You studied the Civil War, Elijah?
I reenact in Civil Wars a little bit.
Oh, wow. That's, be real impressive.
Do you, you just play a kid your age? Is that what you do?
Yes.
Are you a soldier, a drummer? What do you do?
Powder monkey.
Powder monkey.
Powder monkey.
There you go.
A powder monkey.
Keep those cannons. Fetch okay. Bring all that, you know.
Okay.
Trust the Lord, but keep your powder dry.
So, Elijah, when was the last time you did this? You did a reenactment.
Last year in October.
Where was that?
In Harrisburg, Arkansas at Parker Homestead.
Okay, gotcha. Well, that's cool that you knew the answer and that you, obviously you know a lot about the Civil War.
Yeah.
And you know, you're bad to the bone when they give you the nickname Stonewall.
Yes.
You know, going against him's like going up against a stone wall. Stonewall Jackson.
That's right. All right, Elijah, what's your question for us?
Who said he has lost his left arm, but I have lost my right?
Lee, Robert E. Lee, talking about Stonewall Jackson.
Really? Wow. I'm going to give you a fist bump. That's very
That's
well played.
Isn't that right, Elijah?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Nice. Nice.
What are you going to send me? Elijah?
I don't know.
Okay.
Elijah, I'm going to throw one just for extra points, an extra cord when you graduate from Learning University. So General Lee, his mansion and all of his beautiful farm, he left and never went back. What did they turn that into?
Arlington Cemetery.
Wow, you're on a roll.
All right.
Yep.
Look, I think this young man has impressed us enough that we need to send him an AFR travel mug.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were going to say one of Tim's tours.
True, three. Well, it's a little bit more expensive than a travel mug. Jason. Easy for you to throw it out for free. Anyway, Elijah, we will send you an AFR stainless steel silver travel mug, okay, my
friend?
You can try to sneak it in
when you're doing your reenactments.
That's right.
A powder monkey with a stainless steel travel mug.
Where's your next reenactment?
I have no idea.
Well, that has to be fun and a great way to learn history.
Yeah.
Hey, and I was having some fun with that. Folks, consider going on the Spiritual Heritage Tour.
Right.
We're talking about Arlington, D.C., you go to all those places.
Yeah, all those places.
How can people find out?
Yeah, they can find out to go to spiritualheritagetours.com for our tours of Washington, D.C., George Washington's Mount Vernon, and then Colonial Williamsburg, all that. If you want to go with us, spiritualheritagetours.com.
They always sell out.
Hey, Elijah,
they always sell out, so you want to do that.
That's right.
Quickly.
Elijah, I'm going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll get a travel mug.
Let's go to James in Indiana.
Well
next,
done, sir. Okay, we go to James in Indiana. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Hey, thank you, James. Where do you live in the Hoosier State there?
We're in Frankfort, Indiana. You're on with me and my 12-year-old son.
Awesome.
What's your son's name?
Daniel.
Daniel. So James and Daniel from, what do you say, Frankfort?
Frankfort,
Indiana. If I'm looking at the map of Indiana, James, where am I looking for Frankfort?
Well, it's about 60 minutes north of Indianapolis and about 60 minutes south of Purdue University.
Oh, West Lafayette.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Well, listen, thanks for calling. Who wants to, do you and Dan, do you say?
I think it's Daniel. Is that
Daniel?
What
who wants to, Daniel, do you want to ask, answer, or both?
We're going to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer, Daniel?
The one about David's son.
Okay, here's the question. Which son of King David led a major revolt against his father?
That was his son, Absalom.
Absalom, yes.
Yes, yes. That, way to go, Daniel, to know the answer to that Bible question.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that's where they got that. Hairdressers to this day say, don't get your locks caught in a tree branch. Yes. And it goes back to the same thing, like yes. having sideburns for a Civil War general.
On your cheeks.
Don't let your hair get caught in the tree branches. It all goes back.
It all goes back to Kevin Bacon, really, if you want to research it. Anyway, all right, so.
Well, since you're tag teaming us, what's your question for us?
Good, Ann.
So, who was the shortest man in the Bible?
He was Job's, one of his friends, quote unquote, the Shuhite. What was it? Elob the Shuhite or whatever?
Bildad the Shuhite.
Bildad the Shuhite. Shuhite. Job, one of his three close friends that came to try to comfort him.
He was first cousins to Ahab the Arab.
That's right.
You know, Bill, what did you say, Bill?
Bildad the Shuhite.
The Shuhite. He was the height of a shoe.
He lives right down the street.
Right.
Bildad the Shuhite.
The Shuhite family right down there.
He's a dowser, I think, as an occupation.
They haven't paid their taxes. It was in the paper.
Hey, father and son team, have a great weekend there in Indiana. Thank you so much for listening to AFR, and you got on.
Thank you, James and Daniel. Father, son team there from Indiana. You
that's
know,
right.
What I was talking about was, have y'all not seen in the newspapers, they'll put in people who are delinquent on their property taxes?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
and
one of my family members got that.
No, they did not.
Yeah, I'll just tell you, it's my mom and dad, and they forgot. Or something happened. They thought the accountant was paying it. They thought they were paying
it. It happened to my dad when he lived in Mississippi. The mortgage company was supposed to pay it, and they did not do it. And he was looking through the paper and saw his name.
Delinquent taxes.
Yeah, and so he called him up and read him the riot act. He said, we're sorry, sir. And so he got it squared away. But
still, for those people, for those old-timers, having your name in the paper, being delinquent, it's like that's a...
He was irate.
Scarlet letter.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Next up, Ed.
All right, we go back to Arkansas. Arkansas is killing it today, man. We go back to Arkansas, and Stan is on the line. Stan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Stan. Where do you live in Arkansas?
Kingsland.
Kingsland?
Yes, sir.
Okay, which is near?
It's about 45 minutes south of Pine Bluff.
Pine Bluff. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Well, answer, ask, or both, Stan?
I'll answer and ask.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
Well, I'll try yours, Tim.
Thank you.
The three foods.
Okay. The question is, what are the three most popular ethnic foods in the U.S., Stan?
I'd say American, Italian, and Mexican.
Okay. You got two of them right. Italian is three. Mexican is two. American's not an ethnicity.
Okay. Well,
we're a melting pot. We're a melting pot.
He said Chinese then.
I know what you mean by American food, though. I do know what you mean. So your guess is Chinese, and you're right.
Yes.
Nice.
You're right.
Done.
Actually,
Chinese beats
Mexican. I know, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised at that, too. I would have thought Mexican would be
Chinese top. Beats Mexican food? I'm shocked by that.
Yeah. Did you know, what's your favorite among those three, Stan?
Mexican.
Mexican? Okay. Yeah, Mexican restaurants are like Dollar Generals.
Yes.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I was surprised, too, with you fellas. I picked Mexican. I thought Mexican was the most popular.
Right.
But Chinese, actually.
Yeah.
It's probably the takeout,
too,
and the Chinese restaurant. Chinese, number one, and you have a lot of Asian, you have a lot of Hispanics, too. So Mexican and then Italian, number
three. Let me ask you this. How old, and I'm being serious, how old are those numbers? Because there were four New Mexican restaurants opened in our town yesterday.
I know, so right?
There's almost like a one a week.
I tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what I'll do, Stan. If you can get the fourth one.
Here we go.
I'm going to send you a stainless steel AFR travel mug coming your way.
So the top three are
what? Three are Chinese number one, Mexican number two, Italian number three. That's Americans' favorite ethnic foods.
Wait, don't let him say yet. I'm going to tell. All right, here we go.
Okay, what is the next one?
What's
number four?
Right.
Stan, I give you a
French?
Shot. Huh?
French?
Well, it used to be number four, but they surrendered.
We're running out of time. I'll give you one more guess. You swung and missed right there with your French answer. What's the number? What guess again?
I don't know.
It's hard when the pressure's on. I've got to guess.
I have no idea.
Can I win a mug?
All right, I'll give you. You got 5 seconds. Go.
That's too much pressure. I get it. Hey, thanks
all right,
for trying.
Well, hold on. Let me get the answer.
All right.
There's Chinese, Mexican, Italian, and then the fourth most popular ethnic food in the U.S. is Thai.
That's what JJ said.
JJ got it. We didn't tip him off or anything.
I thought, no way is it Thai, because I thought, I don't ever remember seeing a Thai restaurant.
There's one in here. Two.
There is
there's
one?
Two.
Oh, wow.
There's two in Tupelo. Yeah. So
I just need to leave the pizza alone, expand my horizons.
Yeah, Ty. But anyway, what's your question for us, Stan?
Who's a famous singer's birthplace for Kingsland, Arkansas?
Okay, well, the two most famous singers from Arkansas are Johnny Cash and Glenn Campbell. So
is one of those from Kingsland, you're saying? You're guessing?
Probably Johnny
You got
Cash.
It. Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Wow.
Johnny Cash.
Yes.
Great.
Johnny Cash. But which is how far from you?
From Kingsland?
Yeah.
Actually, his birthplace is just a mile or two from us right now.
So do they have a museum?
About 6 miles out of Kingsland.
Can you visit? Is there like a Johnny Cash museum or something like that there?
No, they're just a memorial.
Okay.
And they're trying to name the post office after Johnny Cash right now.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Oh, I would think the bank would be better.
Huh?
Johnny Cash Bank.
Johnny Cash.
I don't know. I had something in mind
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that was.
Just didn't translate.
Yeah, well, they already think about him every
Thank
time
you, Stan.
You check out.
Appreciate
they
it, Brother
say,
Stan.
Do you want cash back?
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Stan.
Listen, so Chinese, Mexican, Italian, and then Thai.
Thai. Wow.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I was there.
You're an Italian, which is your favorite?
It's actually not Italian. It would be, I like Chinese a lot.
Yeah.
And then Mexican. That's probably the right yeah. list for me.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The right
what
order.
You, JJ, what
your
you
ancestors are rolling over in their lasagna. You're telling me you don't put
He's half Greek.
Food, huh? That's
Greeks
right.
on down the list. They're like,
well, let me just say this. And I'm not going to name any restaurants in our area, but if we had real Italian restaurants like up in Boston, okay, that would probably go up the list.
Right,
but
right.
I don't really have.
Right,
okay, Olive That's Garden right. is to Italian food like Taco Bell is to Mexican food. Okay,
okay.
It's good when you want to eat a little of this or that. You My know, wife makes better Italian.
It's
food.
Really not authentic.
No, I mean. They do their
best.
I
understand.
I'm not trying to be critical.
No, I understand.
But now you go to like family-owned
right.
Italian restaurants in the north end of Boston.
You'll know the difference.
Then you know the difference.
Then you put your fingertips on your lips and
that's
say,
right.
that's a spicy meatball.
Or I right, can't believe I ate the whole thing.
I say back to the phones.
All right, Alabama. Alabama. And Debbie is on the line. Debbie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be talking to our AFA family. We are proud supporters and listeners of AFA and FR.
Yeah, thank you, Debbie.
That's very sweet,
thank
Debbie.
Thank you so much.
Say that. Where do you live in Alabama?
Northwest corner, Florence.
Florence, okay.
Oh,
about 60 miles west of Huntsville.
Oh, I know exactly where you are.
Quad Cities.
Yes.
I've been up there
Moved
many
up
times.
Moved up here 46 years.
Yes.
46
Beautiful
years
river.
Ago. It's a great place.
We occasionally come up to the Shoals Marriott there.
Oh, okay.
Not far from our home.
Okay. Well, it's overlooking the Tennessee River, and it's just beautiful.
And, Debbie, I've snuck over there a time or two and gone to Rigatoni's. Oh, my word, that's good food.
Okay, now, see, that probably is a good Italian restaurant.
Yeah, she knows where it is. It's like one of those little store front, and they've got the old-fashioned tin ceiling that's authentic. And
Well, Debbie, thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
The one about the Kansas player.
All right, what college football player was famously nicknamed the Kansas Comet? What say you, Debbie?
Is it Gale Sayers?
It is Gale Sayers.
Nicely done.
Well done.
Okay. Nicely done.
Gale Sayers.
All right, I got help from my husband.
That's okay.
You remember those days.
Right, I saw the movie, too.
Yeah,
the movie.
Brian Song.
In fact, that's how I got the question. We had talked. I think I had a question last week about Brian's Song, and so I went and watched it. I watched the movie, and then they had a little newspaper clipping in the movie, Kansas Comet, and I said that'd make a good trivia question.
All right, Debbie, ready. We're ready for your question. Go ahead.
Okay, this was also from my husband. Word coffin is used only once in the entire Bible. Do you know who was buried in this coffin?
A coffin is only used once?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I told my husband it's according to what version you're reading.
I'm going
to
say Joseph.
I'm wondering if if the word tomb would have been used more often.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
I'm going to say Joseph.
Joseph had a coffin?
Yeah.
Maybe. Joseph of Arimathea?
No,
Joseph.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they mummified him, the Egyptians did, you know. And
they took his bones back, too.
But then they took his bones back, but I'm just going to throw that out.
That's good.
JJ
has an instinct on some of these kinds of questions.
Debbie?
Absolutely, Genesis
50:26. Way to go, JJ.
JJ.
How would I five you if I wouldn't, you know,
so
hurt myself and reach over
That's
there
right.
to you there?
That's right.
You know, I reach that age like you guys. You know, you know what I'm saying.
I know it.
Yeah.
Debbie, have a wonderful weekend.
Debbie,
thank you so much.
Hey, come see us, Debbie, if you get a chance this summer.
Hour and a half. Come on over.
Yeah, we'd love to have you come down and visit us. We're out of time. We better answer our questions, guys.
Okay, a group of meerkats is called a mob.
A mob.
That's what I like the question. I like the answer.
Yeah,
so
mob. The mob.
Question. The mob.
Name your cat.
It's a mirror. It's a meerkat. It's not like it's a dog.
So here's all I've got left. What does a dowser do? Guys know?
Yeah, they have to take a stick and look for water.
Look for water. A fork, stick, like a
it's
willow
a
branch, and the branch goes down. And a lot, or two bent wires.
Uh-huh.
People think that that's not, they say, that's just a myth. Sri Lanka alone, scientists were doing a study, recorded drill teams drilled 691 wells from water that the dowsers.
Wow.
It works,
cheap. They're cheap, too.
That's right.
All right, number two. Kroger is the largest grocery store chain in America, and the second one.
The only guess I would have would be Albertsons.
Albertsons.
All right.
Which they also own Safeway.
Okay.
Albertsons does. And the most popular or common graduation gift is?
Cash.
Wow, makes sense.
Hand somebody cash, they're happy.
And you're off the hook. You don't have to find them something.
You know, they know you don't give a rip.
Christmas time, grandmother was at the bank, and they said she was getting cash. She says, for Christmas gifts. This way, if it's one size too large, nobody's going to complain.
Well, who doesn't like cash?
Pray for me tomorrow. I'm running my very first 5K. Seriously, I just want to finish, and I hope to do it in about 30 minutes.